How's everybody doing out there? This beautiful day. This is DJ Dr. Watts, Ambassador's Good Frequency. My partner is Lady Jen. I just wanted to wish you a happy, beautiful day today. I hope that you're having a beautiful day today. Artists, producers, DJs, singers, rappers, actors, actresses, dancers, this really doesn't matter. All of us that entertain and put content on a platform, upload content to a platform, what I found that works the best for me is the first thing that I think about is what value can I add to this platform? What can I do to get more unique IP addresses coming to this platform and clicking on their button to listen to music or engage with my content? What can I do? I found that if I take my attention off of and my mindset off, focus off of, what can I do to make people see my music and what can I do to impress people with my music? I go to the mindset of what can I do to add value to this platform? And I bleed that over into my business life too. When I'm working with artists, when I'm working with anybody, I'm not interested in when they're paying me, how often they're paying me, what they're going to pay me. I want my payment. Don't get me wrong. This is all part of the deal. But my focus is not on that. The payment is germane. It's coming. It's there. That's a done deal. What I'm concerned with is what kind of value as a producer, as a DJ, when I hit a stage, what kind of value am I bringing to this promoter? What kind of value am I bringing to all of these people that went in debt to buy this food, to buy these clothes, to buy these buttons, to print these t-shirts, to lay out here and make this food? What kind of value am I bringing to this event in order to facilitate an even greater influx of cash? That is my mindset. What can I do to add value? I think that's something we all need to think about. What can we do to add value to a platform, to YouTube, to any of these streaming services? What can we do to add value? And when we take our mind off of, I'm interested in people seeing just how dope I am, instead of interested in being like, what kind of value can I add to these people? What can I do, especially unique, that everyone else is doing? Because if everybody else is going left, you can believe I'm going right. I'm not going to blend. I'm going to be the purple cow in the field full of pink ones, or the pink cow in the black cow field. I got to stand out. I'm not going to be caught trying to, clone the biggest artists. Don't think that I won't take from them. Now, I will take from their what they do. I will take from their linguistics. I will take from their writing skill, because every song I listen to, I reverse engineer. Excuse me. So I just want to drop that little gem on you. What kind of value am I adding to this platform? That's the question we need to be asking ourselves. I'm DJ Dr. Watts. My partner is Lady Jen. We're Ambassadors of Good Frequency, Son of Man Records, Sarah and Boaz Productions. You already know. Y'all keep the faith and stay strong. And remember, love somebody today. Ooh, and let it start with you in the mirror. Look in that mirror and start adoring yourself. Because guess what? God don't make no mess. Peace. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm DJ Dr. Watts. My partner is Lady Jen, and we are Ambassadors of Good Frequency. I hope you're having a beautiful day, morning, evening, wherever this podcast finds you. And we're continuing in our series on artist development and how to get engaged and, you know, bringing value to when you go to venues. One thing that I have found, one of the many things that I have found that works like gangbusters in my life, and it never fails, is when I enter into an agreement with someone, whether it be an artist that I'm making music for, whether it's a television show that I'm making music for, whether I'm mastering somebody's music or whatever, it doesn't really matter. The one thing that I always keep my mind on is, what kind of value can I bring to the table? I'm not interested with clients on how much money you're going to pay me, how often you're going to pay me, because that is already going to be set out. That's already part of it. But what I'm concerned with is, what
can I bring to your product that can make your product more outstanding than it's ever been in the history that you've ever conducted business with anyone? If an artist comes to me, the first thing I want to do is, let's read your lyrics. Because if those lyrics aren't engaging, if you're not using current terminology, current slang, if you're not, you don't have current news, current subject matter. You know, within each culture, there's a subject matter and it switches up. You got to pay attention to that. This is the music business. We're in a business of music. What we're in a business of selling frequencies that people want to hear over and over. That's what a hit is. A hit is something that people just want to keep hearing over and over and over and over. So when you're making music, if you don't want to keep hearing over and over and over, you need to go back and see, what's my song structure like? What chord progressions did I choose? What key did I choose? What tempo did I choose? What subject matter did I choose? Does my subject matter match the key? Do my words match the subject? Do my words and my parts of speech, am I toying with the people's mind? Am I bouncing around in their brain, or am I just giving them a linear experience? Am I just interested in just letting them hear what I can do and just rap as much or sing as much or make a beat as intricate as I can make it? Or am I interested in engaging with their mind and their energy and those receptors and those neural paths? You can create new neural paths in people's mind with music in ways that they've never done before. Or you can ride the same neural paths that established artists have already done. Music is a psychological approach before it is anything else. And that's what you must understand. Do not get so hung up in your dream and your desire that you let creation fall to the side. Remember that. Now, in the next episode, this is really going to be good, because we got a lot of great things happening here. But in the next episode, we're going to talk about, what can you use to enhance your lyrics? Because I hear a lot of people say, I did it off the dome. And that's why it fell to the ground, because you didn't craft them. In our next episode, we're going to discuss crafting lyrics. And this is really going to really open up some doors, because it's opened up doors to me. And it's just going to be wonderful. We're going to talk about that when we get there. So until that time, remember, always be thinking how you can add value. Do not be thinking about how you're going to get paid. Have that established. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying forget the money. That's stupid. But what I'm saying is this: keep your mind on what kind of value you're going to bring them as you do this. Think about that. All right. Peace. I'm DJ Dr. Watts. My partner is Lady Jen. We are ambassadors of good frequency. And you know we out. Good news. Good frequency. What you know about that? Peace. Good day. This is DJ Dr. Watts. My partner is Lady Jen. We are ambassadors of good frequency. I hope you're having a wonderful day today. Well, it's time for episode 3 in our bringing value to the table series. You know, bringing value to the stage, bringing about value to the people that you're dealing in business with. Now, in the last episode, we were talking about different ways that you can bring value and how you need to focus on your content and not the cash. And I said that we were going to talk about some tools that you can use in order to facilitate better writing. One of the best tools that you can use in order to come up with a better writing, as far as better lyrics, more engaging lyrics, is a rhyming dictionary. A rhyming dictionary is a great source to have with you when you're writing, because we all remember some words, but there are some words and some phrases that we just don't have, we can't remember those, and when we can look them up, it kind of brings more depth into our writing, gives us more ways to say the same thing instead of sounding so flat and, you know, linear in everything that we're doing. So grammar tools are a great asset to help you with your writing, as far as lyrics, getting in and out of lyrics, how to flow through lyrics, how to tell that short story in the lyrics, because that's what a lyric is just a short story, and the hook is a short story also. And you gotta make it engaging. You gotta learn to stay within the lingo that people are using. You gotta learn to stay within the lingo that's in popular music if you're aiming toward popular music. If you're not, you still got to study the lingo if you're doing underground for what was happening, whatever, you know, area you're representing.
So whatever you're doing, bring value to yourself and bring value to your music by using grammar tools. Grammar tools can bring amazing clarity, professionalism, and polish. And I want you to know this. You may not know it or not, but some of the biggest hits, you know, have 10 or 15 people writing to make sure that music is engaging. They're studying those lyrics and crafting. That's something you're going to get into as you use grammar tools. You're going to learn that you're not just going to scribble down lyrics. You're going to craft them so that they specifically have the impact that you want them to have. We're going to talk about that later in a later episode. But in the next episode, we're going to break down on how to use a rhyming dictionary and how to use popular word culture, you know, words that are in popular culture. And I have another little surprise I'm going to let you know about that only industry secrets that industry people know about, because most people don't take time to look into this. So I have. So fortunate for you that you're listening to this broadcast. So you have a beautiful day. I'm DJ Dr. Watts. My partner is Lady Jen. We are ambassadors of good frequency. Y'all have a wonderful day. Peace. Good evening, good day, good morning, wherever you are on this beautiful planet. I am DJ Dr. Watts. My partner is Lady Jen. We are ambassadors of good frequency. The label is Son of Man Records. And you already know it's Sarah and Boaz Productions, Studio 49, Scottsbluff, Nebraska. I want to take some time to talk to you today to maybe encourage you a little bit. And that encouragement is, why isn't my music selling? And why am I not admitting to myself that it sucks, and what can I do about it? Let's talk about this. This topic itself takes me back to the days when I first started composing electronically. What I found out of what I was hearing and what I was able to recreate or create wasn't the same. Now, I was listening to some old R&B today on a radio station on this app that I have. It's called, Seed or something like that. You just move the globe and you can see. But anyway, I was listening to the R&B from back in the 90s in 2000 comparing to the R&B now. And what I'm talking about, I don't mean the production. I don't mean the cadence. What I'm speaking of is the content. See, in order to write a good song, you've got to touch the listener. And unfortunately, too many artists are too busy touching themselves, no pun intended. You who need to touch the listener. What I mean by that is, if you're writing an R&B song about being in love, about how you're going to love this woman or want to love this woman, whatever you want to be loved, you got to pay attention to the vernacular that is currently being used in today's music. It's not about you speaking the words that you want to say. I want to let you know something. In order to write a good song, lyrics have to be crafted. You're going to need some grammar tools. I said this in an earlier episode. You are going to need grammar tools in order to craft a good song. You can't write a good song off the dome. Maybe you can, but you are going to need some grammar tools to further facilitate that. And those grammar tools you're going to need a rhyming dictionary. You're going to need a thesaurus. You are going to need a reverse dictionary. You're going to need something that will give you similes. You're going to need to get you a book on idioms and idioms and phrases that we use. The reason I say this is part of writing a song is connecting one part, giving the listener something new, but also connecting with the narrative that's already in their mind. Remember, whenever you're writing music, whenever you're writing lyrics, whenever you're doing anything, always touch them with something new and also give them something old that's also a narrative in there that's easier to come through the gate with. So this is what I'm saying. Learn what they're talking about. In the 90s, it was about all girl, all baby. Okay, people were simpler then as far as mindset when it comes to game. Women are up on game now. They're not falling for that, ooh, baby, you this and shorty that. This day, you got to come correct with the finances in the lyrics. You got to come correct with the music and the lyrics. You got to come correct with the subject matter. And you also got to use the correct vernacular and the correct words. You can't use the words they used back in 2000 to talk to people today, because they're going to look at you like you're a retro nut. That's why your music is sucked, because you're not taking time to research. How are people talking? What are they saying in songs today? What is Drake saying? That's one of the hottest R&B and rap singers there are that people are listening to. What is he saying inside of his music? What words are he using? How is he using it to refer to the woman? What subject matter? What position is he taking? And also, you got to not be afraid to take a dormant or a submissive role in the song. And also as an artist, because that's going to really help you a lot. I'm really passionate about this, because I want you to, your music is going to get better if you can take these hints. So take them to the heart. Don't take them to the head, because your head is just full of ego. Take it to the heart. You want to succeed. So if you want to succeed, you're going to have to touch the customer. If you're going to have to touch the customer, you're going to have to touch their ears. Because remember, when you're selling music, you don't have anything tangible to give them. All you can give them is a feeling. That's it. And that feeling better be composed of words and music, and that can move frequencies through the person from their ears to their brain. I.e., you're going to have to talk to them in ways that they're used to being talked to. So, learn the vernacular, get you some grammar tools, sit down and craft your lyrics, go line by line. And I got a lot of things that I'm going to tell you about. I'm thinking about doing a course in songwriting, because this really is more than I can give in here. But that's just some of the basics. You're going to need grammar tools to write songs. I don't care if you're doing rap, hip-hop, rock and roll pop, new pop, bubblegum pop, gospel pop. I don't care what you're doing. You're going to need grammar tools, because you're going to have to learn how to write and not to sound so redundant, because there's nothing more frustrating than hot lyrics and some redundant, immature lyrics. I mean, hot music and some redundant, immature lyrics that refuse to engage me. Remember Drake said in this song, I got those flows like wedding, got those wedding ring flows that engage you. So yeah, sorry for that. You got to engage the person with your music. You got to engage them with your words. And I'm going to talk about that later. But for now, I want you to think about that. Go to the Play Store or go to the App Store. Download this app called Poet Assistant. P-O-E-T-A-S-S-I-S-T-A-N-T. I think that is right. Poet Assistant. And when you do that, I want you to use that to write your lyrics and go back and use the thesaurus in the dictionary and the rhyming dictionary and the thesaurus in there to give you different ways to say, like in some, if you're in a song and you're talking about money, you don't want to just keep saying money. You want to say money. Skrilla, Ducats, Doe, Scratch, Richards, this, whatever. Play with them. Walk around the whole money thing. You don't just want to give them one, okay? So I hope that'll help you out. I'm DJ Dr. Watch. My partner is Lady Jen. We're ambassadors of good frequency. The record label is Son of Man Records, and the production company is Sarah and Boaz Productions. You already know we are in this to win this, so guess what? Drop your ego, drop your pride, and get better. You already know. Peace.